What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Talk New York sports with us, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Good morning. Call his wife in. Not so good for Met fans. Here on this Monday morning, we're getting our week started right here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We got Alex on the other side, and we are taking you for one more hour. If you're just joining me, where the hell you been? I've been on since 1. I get up. What else are you doing? Sleeping? Who needs that? We'll take you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show here on this Monday morning, and obviously talking a lot about the Mets and that just unbelievably bad series in Pittsburgh where they got their ass kicked by one of the worst teams in the sport, a team that's not trying to win actively, a team that has one of the great young pitchers in the game, which, by the way, you didn't see in this series, and they've done nothing to try and complement it. They did nothing to add to this team. They give them McCutchen and act like, oh, that's good enough for the fans. It's a joke. They fire their coach. They're a joke. They are a joke of a franchise. And they just gave the Mets the biggest ass-kicking in a three-game series that the Mets franchise has ever had. They outscored them 30-4. That is the biggest run differential of any three-game set in the history of the Mets franchise. That's how bad this weekend was. And I don't know which number pisses me off more, because I've been, you know, trying to defend the pitching a little bit, and now it's hard. And listen, it's been decimated by injuries. There's no doubt. It's no Senga. You're still waiting for Manaea. Obviously, Griffin Cannon goes down, and that might be the biggest kick in the ass of all of it, to be totally honest with you, is the last time I spoke with you here in the overnights. I know I did the Saturday show, but last Friday morning, I was talking about what a big win that was on Thursday night against the Braves. To take those last two games against the Braves, to come back from that Griffin Canning devastating injury that we knew watching it at the time was a ruptured Achilles. We have now since confirmed that he's going to be out for the rest of the year. His teammates had to handle that, take that in, not only just a teammate, but a friend who not only is trying to help the team win, but is trying, you know, get his career started. Been struggle for him in Anaheim. And he's come here and he's been successful. He's looking to make some money, get a contract. And his whole season comes to a crashing halt with a devastating injury, the likes of which we've seen far too often. That's for another conversation. And instead, they get off the deck. They score enough runs. They get really good performances from guys you don't expect it in Warren and Nunez. And you felt like they're going to ride that in to a weekend series against one of the worst teams in baseball. They got Peterson, who's been their best pitcher as of late, on the mound. And instead, they go out there and get Peterson gives up 4 runs in the second. You got, obviously, a terrible performance yesterday from Montas, his second back from the rehab assignment, and he gives up five in the first, and they just get their doors blown off in Pittsburgh. Instead of riding momentum off of those last two games into a series where they should have at bare minimum taken two out of three, instead of building off of that and making that win important, instead it feels like the Griffin Canning injury is what you take out of that game. Not the win, not coming back and salvaging a four-game set against Atlanta. What comes out of that game is that you are down another starting pitcher, and you got to throw Paul Blackburn out there. You got to throw Montas out there. You got to throw Tidwell out there. You don't have any answers in this rotation. And what was the shining beacon for all of the rest of Major League Baseball to admire and stare at and say, how the hell are the New York Mets and David Stearns putting together a starting rotation with duct tape and mirrors and figuring out a way to have the best rotation in baseball? And that is long gone now. And it has been supplanted by a miserable rotation that had an ERA over 13. And only more frustrating might be the offense, who hit under 100 with runners in scoring position in this series. And that's been a problem all year long. This offense has been atrocious with runners in scoring position. And even Juan Soto, who's had an incredible June, one of the now the second best June as it has ended for the Mets, thankfully, and they're off today, and they'll resume against Milwaukee Tuesday night. This is the second best month any Met has ever had in the history of the franchise, and he's still bad with runners in scoring position. And you are wasting one of the hottest months ever, as Juan Soto has now hit full stride, is full regalia, everything you wanted, the happiness, the body language, the whole nine, hitting home runs. He's up to 20 home runs. His OPS is back over 900, having a typical Juan Soto type year with how good he's been in June, and yet it has an impact winning their 3-13 over their last 16. And they just got their doors blown off by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it wasn't just, you know, close games where you didn't hit. And it wasn't even just a couple of walks and a blast. It was hardline drives all over the place. As I was saying this morning, my son likes to watch the recaps on MLB Network, or MLB the app. And so we watch all the recap and playing all the games. I was listening to some of the Pittsburgh broadcast. They are astonished with how many line drives the Pirates are hitting. They can't believe how many hits they have. How every single time Reynolds would come through, every single time Cabrian Hayes would come through. I mean, the bottom of the Pittsburgh order tore you apart. You got Brazoban and Saturday, and the one close game that becomes a blowout on Saturday. You have an opportunity to win that game. It's 3-2 in the eighth, and some of your most trusted relievers are falling apart. The starting rotation has got awful. Your best relievers have hit a terrible patch, outside of Diaz, of course, but you know, Reed Garrett hasn't been good as of late. Brazoban's been terrible his last couple of performances. And the offense still doesn't do anything. Lindor is in a massive slump. Pete Alonso's not doing anything. Soto's not impacting this team despite being hot. You're waiting for Vientos to come back. He's miserable in this series. You got every young player coming up and failing. Alvarez is down in the minors. Now he's hit two home runs in back-to-back games. We'll see how quickly he's back up, because I don't think it's a rebuild your swing thing. It's a go get some confidence type thing. So he might be back soon, but he's been sent down. Acuna's been sent down. Beatty has not been what you'd hoped after how many years now of trying to prove that he's a major league hitter. Vientos is in a severe sophomore slump. And even Mauricio, who did enough to stay on the roster and send down Young instead of him, still looks overmatched at times. So you've got your young talent not coming through, the bottom of your lineup not coming through, the lineup as a whole being atrocious with runners in scoring position, and what was the ultimate shield protecting all of Met fans and all of baseball and the Mets from the problems that I just mentioned was the starting rotation, and now that is in shambles. As you've got injury after injury, and as you've got now David Peterson, two bad starts in a row, you've got Montas pitching batting practice yesterday in his second start back, you got Paul Blackburn is practically unpitchable, you got Blade Tidwell in the rotation. Like, right now, where are the answers? We see the problems, where are the solutions? Because the trade deadline's still a month away. And they have a big series now against Milwaukee, one of the hotter teams in baseball, with Quintana going today, who's had a really nice season for them, who the Mets chose not to sign even as they were dealing with injuries in spring training, and he was still available. And the other thing that makes it tough for Met fans is you're starting to see the cracks in the thinking of David Stearns, who has been untouchable and rightfully so. And I'm not criticizing his thought process. I'm not criticizing what he's done, because I'm not going to outweigh this. These 16 games do not outweigh the entire calendar year of Stearns putting together a rotation that is the best in baseball and doing it with smoking mirrors. So I get it. What they've done is remarkable. I still believe in the Mets pitching lab at some point, you know, to some level. It's been so good for so long. I'm not going to, you know, let injuries and a bad 16-game stretch make me think that they're a bunch of idiots over there. They've done it for too long. But right now, it is just not good enough. And they need Manaea back ASAP. They need Kodai Senga back ASAP. Now, the benefit of it is they were playing so well to start the season that they're still in a good spot. They're a game and a half, two in a loss column, back of first place from Philadelphia. They're still the top wild card, although only two games up on that. They're still 11 games over 500. And you're waiting for this team to turn it around, but every day that goes by, and what really bothers me is squandering the momentum they built in the last two games against the Braves. That's what really is sticking in my craw this morning, watching this weekend, because you felt like, wow, what a good opportunity. You know, they're five in a row against the Braves. They find a way to win that third game of the series. You get the great catch from McNeil to start the game. Then, you know, Thursday, the last game of the series, they have a devastating injury to their pitcher, and they still get off the deck. They do enough. They get good pitching performances. They shut down the Braves, and they're going to take on the lousy Pirates with their best starting pitcher going game one, and it was a disaster from the jump. That's an ugly, ugly series. Starting pitching with an ERA over 13 and a lineup that hit under 100 with runners in scoring position for the series. That's how you lose 30-4. That's how you lose 30-4 in a three-game set, the worst in franchise history. And until Manaea gets here, which again, we haven't heard much, the loose body thing in his elbow, he had the shot, he felt good in his bullpen. He'll have another rehab start at the bare minimum. You're at the earliest a week away. Senga's probably after the All-Star break. There is a lot going on with the New York Mets off of just a hideous series against the Pirates, who did everything right. That's a lousy hitting team. They shut you down offensively without pitching schemes, and this is a lousy offensive team who absolutely hit line drive missiles all over the ballpark left and right. Reynolds had a huge series. Ryan Hayes had a huge series. Cruz hit home runs. Like, the bottom of the order was damn near hit 500. I was listening to a little bit of Evans Rico Bronya. The bottom 6 through 9 of the Pittsburgh Pirates hit almost 500 for the series. That's a tough way to start the week for the Met fan. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Pete and Rockland on the fan. What's up, Pete? There you go, Pete. Pete fell asleep. He's on hold for a while. Sometimes it's hard to tell. That one was so loud, I think he was screwing with me. But sometimes guys do fall asleep, I have to admit. You know, what's his name from Montreal is a classic guy. He's on the phone all the way from Montreal. He falls asleep a lot. But that was a rough weekend for the New York Mets. There is no doubt about it. That was an impossible. I mean, and again, you look forward to what they could possibly do here. You're waiting on guys to get back from injury. I don't know what else they could possibly do. And you need this offense to pick up this rotation that's been carrying the team the entire year. We talk about it a lot. I've talked about it a lot. The team is put together not to have the greatest rotation in the sport. That's not what the team is put together to be. The team is put together to be Alonso, Lindor, Soto, Vientos, Nimmo. It's supposed to be an offense that scores runs and then a rotation that you don't want to invest big money in because pitchers get hurt, which is all understandable, but it's supposed to be a rotation where they can find pieces to make the rotation good enough to supplement and, you know, go alongside with an excellent offense. That's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be the greatest rotation in the sport carrying the team. And this offense has not for 1 minute. Now, look, in this series, it's tough. They're down 5-0. They're down 4-0 early in game one. They're down 5-0 in the first inning in game three. Like, they didn't have much of a chance. They gave up 30 runs, so I get this one. It's tougher to kill the offense, but where is it? It's not there, even in these games. It's not there. And it's just been like that all year. That's the other issue about it. Like, this isn't new. This isn't part of the 3-13 stretch. This is the offense. This has been 85 games of it. This has been who they've been all year long. They've hit home runs. They've got some decent numbers. They hit the ball fairly hard. Right? Soto just had an incredible month. Alonso had an incredible April. They've had their moments, but if you look at it consistently, they are the worst team outside of the Chicago White Sox with runners in scoring position. That's it. They're the worst. Everybody but the White Sox. That means the lousy Pittsburgh Pirates have a better batting average with runners in scoring position. The Colorado Rockies, who may very well be the worst team the sport's ever seen, have a better batting average with runners in scoring position. For a Met team with the highest payroll in the sport. So, to me, that's still the issue. The pitching staff's been decimated by injuries. They still haven't had Manaea. Senga's hurt. McGill went out. Montas just came back. And, you know, you've got some issues right now. Peterson is starting. The last two starts have been bad. And you've got Clay Holmes, who they try not to pitch on regular rest because they're converting him from a reliever, and he's already at more innings than he's ever thrown before. And while still pitching fairly good, I would even just say good, he's while still pitching well over his last handful of starts, the home runs are up, the walks are up. And that both speak to location, which is the first thing to go when you're tired. So you've got a reliever-turned-starter who's already thrown more innings and is starting to show signs of fatigue with his location. You've got Paul Blackburn, who just has been awful outside of one start against the Dodgers and every time he's hit the mound. You've got Montas, who had one good start, and this was batting practice on Sunday. You're throwing Blade Tidwell. At some point, you might have to dip into the minors. They've got Nolan McLean. They got Nolan McLean. They got Tong down in Double A. You might have to start dipping into it because you got a month to try and figure out this starting rotation. And you are not seeing Senga, and who knows when Manaea is coming back. So, look, it's a bad stretch. The season isn't over. As ugly as this was, it hasn't ended the Mets season. They're still a game and a half out of first place. They're still in a wild card spot, the top wild card spot. But they need to turn it around, and as you look for answers, it's hard to find them. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll get into the Yankees as well here in the 4 o'clock hour as they had a series win against the A's. Still don't feel overly confident that they are out of their funk by any means. They did break out offensively on Sunday. Judge hit a couple home runs, which is just good to see. They weren't overly impactful. The game was pretty much decided, but just good to see him get his swing off as he continues to struggle. Jazz had an incredible game, and he's been great. Marcus Stroman gave you the Frankie Montas with the first start being an excellent one. I'm concerned about his next one still. And this offense was shut down on Saturday, only scored 3 runs on Friday. Despite taking 2 of 3, there's no necessarily clear sign that the Yankees are out of this thing, and they head to Toronto for a huge 4-game set against the Blue Jays up in Canada.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 429. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I've yapped long enough. I have another half hour. This one's for you. 888-808-1019. Let's take your calls to end the show here. Let's go to John in Queens. What's up, John?
Hi, Chris. How you doing? I think I want to say...
Okay, slow down for a second. Thank you very much, John.
Yeah, I know. No need to be nervous.
Kinda, you got it. Take it easy.
Well, you know what it is? I'm 81 years old. I'm a little wobbly. So.
Well, I hope you're okay. But 80, listen, God bless you. But you can take your time. I'm not letting you go. You got all the time in the world. Unless, of course, you're boring, then I'm hanging up. But go ahead.
I've been watching the Mets since they started in 1964, right? That's when they started?
62.
And let me tell you, I never seen a team get beaten the way they did in the last 2 weeks. You know, since I've been a Mets fan, I swear to God. And number two,
yeah.
How many games do you give them this week when they're playing the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yes,
and I think they're going to play the Yankees over the weekend.
They certainly are. Yes, they are. Yes.
How many games do you give them next week? Hitting like that. Forget about the pitching. I know the pitching is bad.
Yeah. But I agree with you that the hitting is actually more to the point of their pitfalls here, but I don't know.
I mean, maybe one game.
Listen, honestly, if you're asking me, I hope it's three and it's all against Milwaukee, and then you get beat up by the Yankees because that's what I'm a Yankee fan. But I would tell you that I mean, look, we got you got Holmes against Peralta on Tuesday. Peralta's having a pretty good year. Holmes is right now, without question, their most trusted pitcher. You got Tidwell going Wednesday against Mizorowski, the new phenom that Milwaukee has brought up from the minor leagues, who had an incredible first start. That's going to be a tough one. Then you got Peterson versus Quintana on Thursday. I think I said, let me just interrupt you. I think I said I had Quintana tonight. I apologize. He's the third game of the series. So Peterson, who right now is coming off two terrible starts against Quintana. Then you got, for the Yankee series, it feels like you have Now, I don't know if they pitch guys on regular rest. We'll see what they do. But Blackburn, Montas, and Holmes lined up for the Yankees. So, look, right now the pitching is in trouble. But you got, and you'll see Rodon and Fried in that series. You're seeing Peralta. You're seeing the ace of the Brewers in that series. So, right now the Mets just aren't scoring enough runs. So, I don't know how many more games they've got. And I would have thought, and what's frustrating to me is, I thought after those two games against the Braves that they were on their way to kind of getting out of this thing. I did not see. I did not see a 30-4 butt kicking from the lousy Pirates this weekend. I thought it would be the opposite. You, man, I thought they were about to take off.
I tell you, I never seen anything like it in my life. But another thing, do you think there's something? I mean, it's just my opinion. I may be off base. Do you think there's something internally going on with the team? Maybe there's some kind of what you call dissension or something.
I don't know, John. Thank you for the call. They had a team meeting on Saturday, after the game Saturday. Apparently, several key players spoke. I read a couple things on it. The only two I know for a fact spoke, I think, were Juan Soto said something in reports, and I saw Jeff McNeil spoke. I'm sure more spoke. The leader is Lindor. I'm sure he spoke. And as Ron Darling said on the broadcast, you have team meetings to make sure nobody starts pointing fingers. So, they've lost 13 of 16. They had a 5.5-game lead heading into Father's Day weekend, and they had the best record in baseball. And since then, they've been absolutely terrible. And the pitching has completely fallen off. What was once the best rotation in baseball is getting their ass kicked on a nightly basis. So, and the offense, this has been an offensive issue the entire season. The pitching has masked that problem. We talked about it, but we didn't get into it overly complain about it because they were winning anyway. And you figured the offense would turn around, but now it's half the season. It's not May anymore. It's not Memorial Day weekend. It's not, it is they are halfway through the year. And this offense has been terrible with runners in scoring position the entirety of the season. So, that's got to improve as much as the pitching's got to improve. Let's go to Joe in Manhattan. What's up, Joe?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guess who?
Guess who?
Right, Eddie from Rockland, brother.
Oh, what's up, Eddie?
Why
are you giving fake names?
For what?
What are you giving?
Hey, I called six times. It rings and rings and rings and rings. You must have a problem with your phone lines over there.
Oh, okay.
What is that called?
What do you call from a different phone as well, though? That's what I'm confused about. Because,
listen, when you were in business for 40 years, you got different lines.
Oh, I can see what you're saying. Yeah, what's up, Eddie?
Aaron Judge. Now, you keep on talking about him, and I see him once again. He comes through when you don't need the runs.
Correct. This game, right? Certainly that's the case, yes.
Okay. And in the All-Star game, do you know what his average in the All-Star game is?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a more useless thing to know, but you could try and tell me.
In tie competition, he's 0.91.
Oh, 0.91 in the All-Star game, you say. Okay.
So that means, against pretty much he's clutchless and gutless.
Right. Okay.
When is he going to get over this?
He has the most RBIs in all of baseball late and close. He has the most RBIs in all of baseball. The last 3 years, he's got the most RBIs 7 innings or later.
Not in the postseason, he does.
No, not in the postseason or the All-Star game, apparently.
The All-Star game now.
I know. Important stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, As I said, the home runs were meaningless. It was good to see him hit home runs because you're looking to get his swing back because he's been in a funk for 2 weeks. So hopefully, and by the way, it wasn't against the greatest of competition. He didn't have a good series against Baltimore. He hit a home run or something, but this 2 weeks, has they been facing great competition the entire time? He didn't hit anything the first two games against the J.P. Sears pitching an All-Star game or something. How come these at bats during this 2 weeks he hasn't hit anybody good, bad, or indifferent?
When does it stop becoming a slump all the time that he has a problem with pressure situation?
Again, what makes this the pressure situation? What about these 2 weeks in June make this a pressure situation?
because nobody else was hitting, and they're waiting on him, and you're playing against
every time he slumps, it's a pressure situation because the team relies on him. So he's not allowed to have a slump.
Listen, whenever no he slumps, runs, did whenever, you just say that the two home runs were meaningless?
I did, yeah. Only meaningless in the idea for the game,
we
absolutely.
Want meaningful runs.
No, of course. And I just told you, in the last 3 years, he leads all of baseball in meaningful RBIs. But you don't want to hear that. So that's why you dismissed it, because you want to tell me about his .91 batting average in the All-Star game. He also won the home run derby. Should I tell you that means he can hit home runs under pressure? Those home runs are meaningless for the game. They're not meaningless to get Aaron Judge's swing back. And again, what about these 2 weeks can you point to and tell me that it furthers the storyline and furthers the narrative that he can't hit good pitching or hit in the clutch? Because they have faced bad pitching throughout this. It's not like they faced nothing but good pitching. It's just not accurate. They faced average, everyday pitching. Cincinnati didn't throw great pitchers. The A's didn't throw great pitchers. God knows the Angels didn't throw great pitchers. Like, why is he struggling now? Because he's not seeing great pitchers, and these games aren't pressurized. And that's why I said earlier, it actually makes me feel better about his postseason, because it's just proof he can slump. It's just proof he gets into funks, and when he does, he looks bad. And he strikes out a ton. There's nothing about these games that indicate he can't hit good pitching. There's nothing about these games that he can't handle pressure. This is just a run-of-the-mill, everyday slump in the middle of the season. After having one of the great starts to a season in the history of baseball, he's in a 2-week funk. And it can happen at any moment. And it's not just about who he's facing, and it's not just about pressure, because these games are not pressurized. You might think they're pressurized. They're not. We might all go crazy because they're losing. The Yankees are not. These are not pressurized moments. I do agree those two home runs in this game in particular were meaningless, other than hopefully they're meaningful because they lead to Aaron Judge getting back on track. You got to wait for here's the bottom line, Eddie, or Joe, whatever you want to call it. And again, if you come up block, I didn't block you, and I'm not telling my producers not to let you on. I'm not telling Fleas that. I didn't tell Alex that. You want to call Eddie anytime. But if you want to have this Aaron Judge narrative about his postseason play, you got to wait to the postseason. Because there's nothing you can say now. There's nothing. He's a great regular season player, has always been. He's going to win another MVP. He's going to get hot again. He's one of five guys now who've had multiple seasons of 30 home runs before the All-Star break. He's an incredible player. And in the regular season, although the last 2 weeks he's killed them in clutch situations, I can't argue, he's in a slump. And he's come up with a lot of clutch situations and failed. But he's failed at almost every turn. He's hitting 160 or something over the last 2 weeks. But again, he's had late and close situations over the last couple of years. He's as good as anyone in baseball. I think he's the best in baseball. And again, you got to wait for the postseason. And even the postseason, you go back far enough, he's had good postseason series. It's not like he's always been bad. He's just been bad the last two, and really bad. In fact, he's looked just like he's looked the last 2 weeks, which actually make me feel better about it, because it's not the moment. It's not the moment's too big. It's just that he got into a slump. I'm hoping that's just what happened in the postseason the last 2 years, and it won't happen again. Jake in Newburgh. What's up, Jake?
Chris, how you doing?
What's up, Jake?
I listen every morning.
Well, thank you very much.
Pleasure to talk to you. I called about the Knicks, but just one quick one. I'd like to see another player coming out of an extended slump that's still hitting 100 and some points above the league average. I'd love that and anywhere else. But with tips, you know, I would argue that the Knicks team last year healthy was better than what Rose put together. And why doesn't he get any of the bad credit? And instead, you fire the coach that took you where you've never been before. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. And one other quick thing. I don't hear a lot about Hartenstein. Supposedly, they let him go for a few million. And I think it was a week later that Brunson, who I love, nothing against him, but he redid his money so that they'd have money to play with.
Yeah.
Why didn't he do that sooner and keep Hartenstein around?
No, well, I and Jake, thank you for the call. I can't speak to if Brunson's contract would have impacted it. I don't think it would have, but because of Apron, they were not allowed to offer Hartenstein as much money as he could get elsewhere. They didn't have it. The money, and they were at the second apron or whichever apron it is, I don't know. But they were at a point they could not offer Hartenstein as much money as he got with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They could not. Even if they wanted to, they were not allowed. So where you heard that for a couple million dollars they chose to pass, that is incorrect. They were unable to sign him. Now, again, I am not a capologist. I don't know exactly how the NBA cap works and these aprons and all that. I don't think Jalen Brunson, you know, signing another contract would have impacted their ability to do that. But I do know that at the time, they were unable. It was off the table. They could not do it. I'm not sure if they could have done things, traded away players, manipulated, moved heaven and earth to make it happen. But as the team was constituted, they were unable to give Hartenstein as much money as Oklahoma City gave him. He wanted to stay. I'm sure they wanted him. They couldn't offer him as much money, and he took more money. So that part is incorrect. Now, as far as Tibbs and Leon Rose getting blame, I think Leon Rose is getting blame. And to the point that last year's team healthy was better. I don't know. I think you could. It's fair to say the month of January last year, January 24, that month right after the Anunoby trade was as well as they have played at any point in the last 2 years. That was as good a stretch that month that they've ever played. You know, under Tibbs with this group, that was their best. Now, was that just a really good month and it wouldn't have continued like that? Or were they that good? We'll never know. Julius Randle got hurt, couldn't come back from the playoffs, and they made a different, they went a different way. Now, it's hard to argue because they got further. Now, I know they fell apart and they got injured and Randle wasn't even there to start with, and they went to Game 7 against Indiana, and they didn't get to a Game 7 this year against Indiana, but they did get to an Eastern Conference Finals. They did beat a Boston team that won the championship the year before. Like, it's hard to say. We just will never know. You could argue it. You could argue it. But the team did get to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. I still think this team is good enough to get through the East right now, and I really wish Tibbs was leading them instead of, oh, that's right, they don't have a.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right. 450 McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Fleegs is in the house. He'll be a part of the morning show. I got to ask Fleegs. I saw something on, I'm sure he's talked about it because it is so Al. I just saw him for a second too. It is so Al. There's no way he's unaware of it. I got to talk to him before I leave. I saw a documentary on Netflix today as I was looking through Netflix that is so Al. Like, I can't imagine he's unaware of it, hasn't spoken about it yet, but there is a documentary on Netflix called something along the lines of Poop Cruise, where it's about a cruise ship in 2013 that got stranded. Like the ship broke down. No lights, no power, no nothing, sitting in the middle of the ocean and no running water. So no toilets, no, and people have to go to the bathroom. And the entire ship starts being filled with urine and poop cruise. And the rooms start to smell and they have to all, like, they try and set up tents on the top deck. Like, that is, and they were showing some, like, I saw just in the trailer, like, pictures, like, people walking through, slushing through, like, the urine floors and everything. Like, disgusting. That's probably Al's worst nightmare, to be on the poop cruise. That's got to be a podcast, a documentary he's aware of.
Like, that is why I'll probably never go on cruises.
As my wife is trying to sell me on a Disney cruise this next summer. No, I know that is, I happen to love cruises, but that is the fear. I mean, and I guess in the new world, you know, thankfully in many ways, obviously COVID is behind us, but that's the fear too. You get sick, you're on a ship. I mean, that's the fear. Fleegs, ask Al if he's aware of the poop cruise.
So Fleegs asked Al if he's watched it and Al verbatim said, hell yeah.
Yeah, of course. I knew it. I haven't heard, I don't know if he's, I haven't heard Al talk about it, but like the minute I saw it, I was like, this is something right up Al's alley. He does talk about documentaries and crime documentaries mainly, but Poop Cruise, that's, he's all over that. I had no doubt. Let's get to the calls. 888-808-1019. Jeffrey in the Bronx. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, I'm calling. I said, I want to know your opinion about the Knicks search for coaching.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go there. I got you, Jeffrey. You just wanted me to know about the coaching search. Kind of a lot of feedback. Well, whatever you're doing right now, it sounds like you're on the outside of a cruise ship. Yeah, I'm pissed off with it. I mean, I don't know how you could be happy with it. Like, you could start talking to players today. They don't have a coach. Free agency starts. They don't have a coach. And I was just talking with Fleegs. Me and him were saying the same thing. I guess, you know, me and him talked about it the other day. Tibbs got fired in part because players didn't have defined roles, apparently. And you're going to be talking to free agents and not have a coach or a system or any kind of idea, not be able to talk to a coach. Don't, like, that. It's got to be, like, today, tomorrow. They need to start, they need to have a coach in place to talk to these guys. Because, I mean, you could, how much of a lock is it that they'll sign one of these guys without a coach, and within a few weeks or start of the season, we'll start hearing he's unhappy with his role with the team? Because he didn't get a chance to talk to the coach and have an idea of how the coach views him. They already went through the draft without a coach. You could argue that's not that big a deal. Fine. But now it's free agency. You're selling the Knicks on free agents. You're going to go and sell your team and try and get players you want to join you, and you can't tell them who the coach is. Like, how long does this last? Please, Evan, tell me again how the Knicks are handling this perfectly. How can you possibly think that? Yeah, I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed. I think this is the most important season the Knicks have had in forever. They have an opportunity to do something special here. The Eastern Conference is down. Now, look, once the season starts, we all know things change, fine, whatever. Going into the year, the Eastern Conference is compromised. You've got key injuries to Tatum, and they traded away Porzingis. They traded away Holiday. Like, I don't know what Boston's going to look like. Now, they do think they're pretty good at this stuff. I'm not saying they're going to be a terrible team, but are they a championship team? I don't know. I wouldn't think so. The Cavs are talented and had a great year. They have a good head coach, but they've been proven to be soft come playoff time. And obviously, Halliburton's going to be gone for the year. Dame's going to be gone for the year. And we don't even know if Giannis is going to be a Buck. I don't think he'll be a Nick, as floated out, not necessarily that he'll be a Nick, but I saw a clip from Windhorse on ESPN talking about there's a reason that the Knicks took themselves out of the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. It's because they're in on the Giannis sweepstakes. We'll see. I'll believe that when I see it. But the Eastern Conference is down. They have a chance to do something. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They are good enough to beat everybody. They have as good a path to the NBA Finals as they have had in forever. And instead of keeping the stable coach who took them there, the guy you knew was going to get them back to at least that same level, you fired him to do what? Bring in Mike Brown? And that's what that's what it's down to right now. It sounds like, look, I still think they want Jason Kidd, and I don't think that's 100% closed off in the books, not going to happen, but it's starting, it's now or never. Like, you can't just wait forever for Jason Kidd. And it feels like if that wasn't something that happened quick, the more and more it goes on, the less likely I think it is that he's going to get do enough to get out of whether, and who even knows if the reports are true that he considers it a dream job and wants to be the Knicks head coach? Who knows? He might not have any interest in being the Knicks head coach. I don't know. And right now it's Brown and Jenkins, and neither of them get me all that excited. Doesn't mean they're not the right guy, but there's also the idea that, you know, when you say you better get it right, the longer you wait, the harder it is to be right, even if you're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be right, and you got to be right now. Right now! The longer you take, you can be right and still be wrong. And sometimes when you're wrong, you're right. And sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. Sometimes when you win, you really tie. White Man Can't Jump. Good movie. I embarrassed myself over the weekend. Have I told you guys this? Oh, my God. I embarrassed myself on Saturday doing the show. Just absolutely embarrassed myself. I talk about, there's a promo on the station, and it starts real abruptly, and it's Paul Turner, the voice of the fans, promos and stuff. And he's like, you know, speak your mind. And the way he says it out of nowhere, for some reason, reminds me of the In Vogue song, which is Free Your Mind. Like, it's just, it starts with like, free your mind, and the rest will follow. But the way he says, speak your mind, it sounds just like it. And I talked about how it always makes me think of En Vogue. And I said, speak your mind. I didn't say free your mind. I thought that was the lyric, speak your mind. I can't tell you how many people hit me up. How many people at just, I've heard it like 17 times in the last day that I thought the lyrics to En Vogue song was speak your mind. Really embarrassed myself. Because I was telling the story how I always, I feel the urge to follow up lyrics when I hear them. Like, I have this really strong urge to repeat or to follow the lyric. So, like, when I hear Speak Your Mind, it sounded like Free Your Mind, and I always want to say, and the rest will follow. Like, I have little weird ones, like Vanilla Ice. If anybody says, all right, stop, I have to follow it with Collaborate and Listen. Like, I have to. There's something in me. Or, B.I.G. with anytime someone says first things first, I always go Big Papa Freak All the Honeys. Like, I just have to say it.
Wait, first things first? You don't think of Rest in Peace Uncle Phil?
No.
J. Cole?
No. Oh. Not a huge J. Cole guy. I'm a Biggie guy. So yeah, first things first, I Papa Freak All the Honeys. Or if anybody says it's electric, I always go Boogie Woogie Woogie. Like, it doesn't matter the circumstance, where I'm at, wedding, funeral, doesn't matter. Talking to management here or talking to whomever. If you say, all right, stop, I go Collaborate and Listen. I can't help myself. And I got the stupid lyric wrong for En Vogue, and everybody's laughing at me. Laughing! We'll see who laughs last. Probably not me. But I'm done with today, though. I'll catch you guys tomorrow, 2 a.m. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Alex on the other side. The warm-up show comes your way in just a few moments. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Monday. I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.